Playing it safe with Alex Green, I anticipate he'll be ready to go for Sunday.
How has he held up since starting training camp and such with that knee? Do you feel he's ready to go?
Alex has done very well in training camp, actually having him on a rep count through the training camp, you know, starting slow. Probably did more than we had hoped for. So that's good, and I think he's definitely ready to go. And you know, this is a long week of practice preparing for this game, so we felt it was smart to rest him today.
Mike, you think that's a one-time thing, or do you think maybe he'll do that on a few Fridays?
That's a good question. That's really on how Alex feels. I mean, the doctors and Dr. McKenzie and the medical staff just felt with the workload and after his evaluation this morning, it was best to give him rest today.
Mike, not just for Alex, but have you had to balance what the bodies will have to go through next week on a short week? And has that affected at all how you would normally prepare for a first game, knowing you have such a short turnover right after?
Well, having four practices this week definitely factored in how we prepared for this game. So we've been able to carry a full regiment as far as reps and probably even more so than a normal week. But we definitely factored in Monday's practice with Wednesdays and Thursdays. Today's work was a normal Friday. So we wanted to make sure that, you know, we were ready for the 49ers, not looking ahead to next week. But next week's practice is kind of what it is, what it is, as they say. But it's a short week, and we'll prepare appropriately there. But we had a full week of work.
What was the thought process with Devon House already, you know, being ruled out? Is he just not passing what he needs to do so far?
Well, actually, I think Devon did very well yesterday. It was good to see him in pads. You know, it's the first time he was in pads since the injury. So I really like what I saw. He feels good. His evaluation this morning was good. So, but, at the end of the day, I didn't think it was practical to put him out there. He's a young player. He's coming off of that injury, so we'll see how he is next week.
So it's not, you could already go maybe next Thursday, just try to keep it open for now. But
yeah, I'm not even thinking about next week. Yeah, I hope he feels better Monday. We'll work him out extensively Sunday before the game, because there is a conditioning element to this when players come off the injuries, especially being a perimeter player. So we'll condition him Sunday, and we'll be in house Monday. We won't practice Monday. It'll be all meetings, but we'll practice Tuesday, so we'll have more information in.
How big of a challenge does Marshall Newhouse have Sunday?
Marshall has a big challenge, really, our whole offensive line. It starts up there for both sides of the ball, frankly, and Marshall's going against a premier pass rusher, and a young guy that brings a lot of juice to their defense. And also having Justin Smith over there, just the TE game they have is probably the best that we've seen in quite some time, the way they execute it. And, starting with Justin as the penetrator. So we've spent a lot of time on it. And, TJ and Marshall both will be challenged.
What kind of problems does Vernon Davis
Vernon, he's a heck of a football player, very talented man. The ability to run vertically, and everybody remembers when he came out in the draft, his speed along with his size and strength. So I was able to have some vertical success here in Lambeau last time we played. But he's, he does it all. I think he's really polished his game. He's, a good blocker. They move around, utilize him. Delaney Walker and him, I think, definitely make a very good pair of tight ends that you can do a lot with formation-wise.
Two more. Mike, when you had Alex in 2005, you ran your offense, obviously, right? In San Francisco.
Correct.
How much do you think it's hurt his development that every year after that he was still in a different offense? I mean, you always talk about how far Aaron is able to come in this offense because he knows it so well. Do you think that really has put him at a disadvantage up until now?
Well, I think any quarterback that has to switch systems every year, it's definitely not to his advantage. And he's had excellent coaches along the way. North Turner's an outstanding football coach. So it's a little bit what Cedric Benson's going through right now. When you go from a digit system, we're we're the West Coast terminology, and then you go to a digit system, it's, you know, things are completely different. The foundation of what the quarterbacks has to do from a footwork is different. So, yes, I mean, that's definitely a challenge that Alex could probably speak on better than I can. I've been blessed. I've been coaching one offensive system since 1989, so I haven't had to go down that road. He went through it, I think, 5 times in 5 years.
Mike, what kind of challenges does Frank Gore still present, you know, in his age with the run defense?
Frank's a heck of a football player, and, you know, anybody that's had a chance to coach him, you know, really appreciates Frank. The way he plays, you know, his talent, his instincts, his power, he's definitely one of the better players that I've been blessed to coach in this league. So I think that says enough right there. Frank Gore is someone that you definitely have to be aware of. I mean, he's between the tackles. His ability to get fast and skinny in the hole is exceptional. You know, he still has the ability to take a long run, and he's a lot more powerful man than I think people realize.